Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts. Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts. Hello
just say the fucking intro.
Fuck! Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Curly Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth. Scott, how you going?
Bro, I don't feel.
Hey, yo, yo, yo.
Oh, man, that is too complicated to explain.
Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth. Yeah! Woo! Woo! Yeah!
Wait, 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 hang on, hang on. Woo! Yeah!
Woo! Oh my God. Hey, Scott, how you feeling after the movie? Catchphrase.
People.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah?
How did you feel after the movie? What movie did we watch today?
Oh, you didn't watch a movie? This is Butts to Nuts, a year in review.
2022, we're reviewing it.
Nug Awards.
Before we get into this, Scott, I think we need to use this time as a contents. You know, you open up a book and you have your contents.
Yes, yeah.
Now, probably future Scott and Ben with episodes will put timestamps. We're not going to do that because we got jobs.
We do. Do we?
No, we're both unemployed. But one day we will.
We will have jobs.
And that's not the point. The point is we feel that we're busy. So putting timestamps in will be hard. So what I want you to do is say each thing that's coming up, because there's five big segments of our end of year in review show.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell me what time you think that will be at. And that's the official time. So people to the time that Scott tells you.
I reckon. For the first thing.
No, I reckon. You know.
I know.
The schedule.
I'm putting the foot down. This is a very, very exciting podcast because it is our last one for the year.
Of 2022, our first year on the podcast circuit.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been fantastic.
What a ride. It's been around the sun.
So silly.
You corny motherfucker.
We have a few things planned for this podcast. A couple of side little adventures, I do dare say.
A few side quests, a few Easter eggs.
Before the grand finale of the year, where we kind of have a final look back on the greatest, the worst, and the greatest in our eyes movies. But we will explain that more and give more details on that later.
I think this is one for the fans, you know, your Claire Terridges, your Cooper Wilsons.
This is one for the fans.
Your Jackson Riddens. I don't think he listens.
You're just juices.
Yes,
now, we are drinking just juices in celebration because we are very festive and recording this on Boxing Day.
Yes. We usually drink waters, but now we're drinking just juices. And I think as well, a little shout out, because we are doing this in an aircon.
In an aircon unit, which is odd.
It is very strange.
It is odd.
Whereas most of the year we were doing it in our back room with no aircon. So a big shout out to the aircon who's going to carry us through for the rest of the podcast.
Yeah.
There's
going to be a lot of clapping in this podcast.
Another person I want to thank just before we get into this is this microphone.
Oi, aren't you glad that you chose the mic over the stick? We should do some more mic
over the stick. What do you mean, mic over the stick?
Remember when we did the mic review?
Oh, that meme that we did. Yeah. That was funny. We got all that sick traction.
Oh, so much traction.
Yes.
We should do another mic review. We really should.
Hey, 2023, we'll do another mic review.
At the end of 2022, we're thinking of doing a little bit of a quick fire look over some of the movies that we covered this year. Now, we do have a nice, juicy list right here that we can read from. May I just pass it over to Ben Richard Charles?
Aren't we doing, aren't you giving the listeners a contents first of timestamps?
A contents of timestamps? Oh, yes. So I'm just going to...
Tell us what's stole for the show.
Okay, all right. So first of all, at 5 minutes, we're going to have quick fire movie lookovers.
Look over at the year that was of the movies that we watched for this podcast.
Exactly.
Bats to Nuts.
Oh, it's going to be so horny. You're going to cream.
Wow, that's at 5 minutes.
I can't believe it. And at 6 minutes.
Wow, that's only going to go for a minute.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, this is quick.
I wrote it down, movies that will maybe do next year.
So that's a look into
movies that we'll maybe do next year. At 7 minutes and 37 seconds,
okay,
we will have last minute score changes. Ooh.
A cheeky little look at the year. You know, sometimes we do a score and we walk away from the podcast and we say, I don't know if I'm happy with that.
Was that really the one?
We have a maximum of three changes.
Three changes that you can do.
And I'm sure that would be interesting for some.
And then finally, after that, at 35 minutes.
Okay, wow. We're going to be doing score changes for so long.
For like 20-something minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We have the NUG Awards. And those awards are the Juiciest Nug,
mm-hmm,
which is our personal choice, our favourite movie for both of us,
mm-hmm,
individually.
Yep, separate.
The Stinkiest Nug, which is the mathematically disgusting lowest score. And then we have the Golden Nug, which is the mathematically higher score.
Our piece of resistance.
Yep.
Our juicy big... Oh, it's not juicy. Our golden.
It's golden.
It's golden.
It's bloody golden.
I'm going to give you three things that happened this year, just in the entertainment sphere, and then we'll get into it.
You're such an entertainer, aren't you?
Because we are movies. This year, did you remember that infamous slap from the Oscars? What?
Wow. We covered that.
I don't think
that.
Anyone forgot that. I think you forgot.
Yeah.
And how crazy was it? Wasn't it crazy?
It was insane, man. That was like... Willis Smithus.
Bruce Willis smacked Ricky Gervais
in the face.
Wow, that was crazy.
There's blood.
Yeah.
Don't talk about my wife like that, you silly man.
Hey man, stop it. And then he went up and patted him on the bon.
It was good.
Johnny Depp v Amber Heard was this year.
I did kind of forget about
Johnny
that
Depp
briefly.
Johnny Depp won with $50 million or something.
Crazy, crazy shit.
I think she won like $2 million.
People were bidding on that.
Yeah,
they were going hard.
There was that "Don't Worry, Darling" controversy
that
we actually did.
We
cover.
Did look into that drama a little bit.
That
yeah,
was
that
to
was
do
fantastic.
With like Harry Styles and what's her name who directed that? Olivia Wilde, and they were like having a little do.
Yeah, a little doodle.
And then Florence Pugh was like, "Oh God, you guys are annoying to work with, and I don't like you."
Olivia Wilde's like, "Oh my God, Harry."
And Harry's like, "Yeah,
yeah, I wear big collared shirts."
Running up that hill was big this year because of a Stranger Thing.
That's right.
That's a TV show, so that's lame because it's not a movie.
What are you doing, Ben?
Oh, shit.
You shouldn't be doing that.
That's
secret.
What about Val Kilmer? He returned for Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun was this year, too.
Top Gun Maverick was this year. Got $1 billion. One of, like, three movies that got $1 billion. Not many this year compared to some years.
This was the year that movies kind of broke through, didn't they? They kind of broke out of that COVID sort of... clutch.
Yeah.
You know, they were chained down and they got out of their restraints.
Out of the COVID dominatrix and broke free.
Shaking their movie
their
titties.
Their castrated penis.
Yes.
Freed into the wild. Grew it back in all its glory.
But, yep.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez got back.
Did they?
Together.
Oh, I don't fucking care about that.
And most importantly... the biggest movie of the year came out this year.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
Metal Lords.
Yeah. Which we review.
Which we review.
Yeah.
Which you can go listen to our review. So that is a little... that's a little entertainment sweep before we get into our movie chat.
It's quickfire time, baby.
Ah!
Oh my god, it's time we talk about the movies we watched this year.
Yeah.
But not everyone, because that's what we just did, and we're like, oh shit, that was 15 minutes of us talking about movies we just did.
That was probably really boring, so we're gonna like...
do it again.
Rapid fire. We're gonna go crazy till we see the sun.
I just want to highlight a few things. I want to highlight a few things, all right, you silly boy. You're 1D fan.
What's the brand that does the highlighters that we like?
Oh, Officework.
No. Dead no, off. You stupid boy.
Bostik, where they make their Bostik's blue glue. But they skip out on the E and they write blue.
No, not.
B-L-U.
It's the one that starts with the S.
Oh, Shell. I don't know, Schoolastic?
Well, to say you're a highlighter. You're a highlighter pen.
I am. I always have been.
Oh yeah.
I've only got like 3 or 4 movies that I really want to jump back to.
Yeah.
Just have a little chat.
Oh, so hot.
Toy Stories this year.
Bro. A trip down memory lane, and really, it was passion. It was nothing but passion.
It was a great franchise.
Not a sexual passion, but a nostalgic passion.
That was the biggest franchise that we did this year.
Yeah.
That was a fiver.
That was a bit of a test, wasn't it? To see how, I don't know, like because we did a lot of those back-to-back. That was back-to-back weeks of Toy Story.
Back-to-back weeks, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty intense.
If we did a franchise now, we'd probably watch it differently. We'd just do it all in one hit and then release the episodes.
Yeah, that's right. But like, yeah, man, Toy Story is just such a good franchise, dude. I'm so happy we started on that. It's one of those movies or like collections of movies that just suck you in and go, man, I'm a kid again.
Yeah, 100%. The trilogy was where
the
it was.
Trilogy, not the other two that came after.
Yeah, well, one's a spin-off,
and the other one's just mid.
Yeah, Toy Story 4 shouldn't exist. I think we concluded that in our review.
Yeah.
If we didn't, we're saying it now. Toy Story 4, sorry, did I say 2 just then?
You said 2.
Oh, shit.
Somebody
cut it
me.
Out. No, cut that.
I meant to say
4. Toy Story 4.
You silly doofus. Yeah.
Cut 2, the one that everyone thinks is the best.
I'm leaving it in there. You've tainted your reputation. There's
and
no
keep
back
4.
From that
4's the best. Anyway, what else? What do you want to highlight, Scott?
Mate, the first episode we did, Battle Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
That was such a weird movie to start off with. And it wasn't we've said this before, but not everyone's going to have listened to the episodes that we explained this in, but we did a couple of test episodes before it.
Mm.
And yeah, that were fucking so shit.
How many? Two? No, three.
We did three.
Yeah, we did three.
It was an episode 0 as well. We don't talk about that one.
Episode 0, and then there was 2
yeah.
Planned episodes to get released that we never did.
Well, we said, fucking no way, they're not going out there. They're staying in here.
No, they weren't good at
all. Right in my little kangaroo pouch, you know, like a little Joey. Hanging out.
The oldest movie we watched this year was Day of the Triffids, 1962.
Ooh, yeah. And that was a banger too.
It was a banger. It was a fun movie.
People, if you have not watched Day of the Triffids, I want you to sit down right now, take your clothes off, get comfortable, get someone to get your water, because you're going to need to drink a lot through this. Because those plants are going to suck that water up, I say.
Yeah, suck it dry. They're going to dig their roots in and get all those nutrients out of your body.
Yeah, that's true. No, it was good. It was good.
A couple of international movies before we wrap this up as well.
Dose.
Platform.
Double World. Yeah, we should do more. We should do more international films next year for sure.
Yeah, only 3 out of 46 is a little measly.
It is pretty measly, but
it's hard to build an audience. No one knows these movies.
No, but people do. They do know these movies.
We want to get all those sweet, sweet international listeners.
Yeah.
Because we're greedy and we'll talk about ourselves.
I'm happy with the little collection that we've done this year, man. I'm happy with all these choices we've made.
Good variety.
A
few franchises, few big hitters.
A couple of really cooked choices as well, like Metallica.
Yeah, that's
some
right.
kind of monster.
Yeah,
it's a good, it's yeah. good variety. A good well, mix. Like, you know what? Maybe we could we can segue into movies we want to do next year. Right now.
Right now.
Okay. Right. Easy. Well, one thing. This is a more of like a category sort of thing, but I want to do more documentaries next year.
This is the next one. This is the next segment.
This is the next segment. Look at the timestamp.
6 minutes.
Yep.
all right. You want to do more docos next
yes,
year?
Yeah, like Icarus or something, or like some David Attenboroughs or some more music shit.
My octopus teacher.
Octopus?
Octopus. I said that
what?
Wrong.
What is this?
It's meant to be like a really emotional thing.
Is it about an octopus that's a teacher?
That's his, no, it's this guy.
Like he, Octodad, that he, PlayStation
no,
video game?
No, no. And he goes diving and he learns like emotions from this octopus.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
And it's rated G. I don't know if we've watched any G rated
No,
things.
We haven't.
Unless an animated movie has been G.
You're a G.
Yeah, I'm a G. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few more international movies I think next year would be good as well.
Absolutely. What's a genre that you really want to like dig your little paws into?
I mean, I always like watching more horror just because...
Yeah!
You know, you and I aren't the biggest horror dudes.
Especially
so.
Me.
Yeah, okay. You yeah. know that you're not the biggest horror dude.
Yeah.
You're a little scared bitch.
I am. I'll admit that. I know, I'll take it on the chin.
But I think a few more jump scary horrors, now, not just laughably bad horrors as well, but some proper...
We need to get into some, like, The Ring sort of stuff, or...
Or...
I want to do either Saw...
Yep.
Or Human Centipede.
Oh, some fuck
some
stuff.
Some fuck stuff.
After yeah. Dose, you want to get some more of that.
We need that kind of edgy side, I reckon. I reckon it'd be really fun to dive into that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that is true.
I guess that's also diving into franchises. I did mention this to you. Would love to do in Indiana Jones next year.
I think we should because number five's... Oh, shit.
Oh,
smack the mic.
Oh, damn.
Number five's coming out next year. We could do the first four in the lead up.
Yeah.
Maybe take a week break and then go number five. Whatever. Do a similar thing we did with Toy Story this year. I think that'd be pretty mad.
It's quite sexy.
Oppenheimer's coming out next year.
Oh.
Christopher Nolan.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we could do some more Crispy Nolans.
I love a Crispy Nolan. Don't think we've done one Crispy.
No. Barbie's coming out on the same day, though.
Ooh. That's going to be a choice. Yeah. That's a moral dilemma. Do we get drunk with the boys and watch Barbie, or do we... sniff coke and go watch Oppenheimer.
Real coke.
Real
not coke. CGI coke.
We drink coke.
We apparently they did a real nuclear bomb for that movie.
Yeah, well like he somehow managed to buy one or make one. It's Christopher Nolan, of course he did.
He just definitely did it in Ohio.
He's like, oh yes, I actually want a nuclear bomb for this movie.
I'm going to blow up all of Ohio.
Yes, yes. I'm going to make it really unintelligible so you can't actually hear what is going on.
Yar, I'm Christopher Nolan. Yar.
Yar, me hearties.
I got he.
Go to the you bar, lady. Laddie. Start up the car. Yar.
Oh, hello. I'm Christopher Nolan. Ah, I'm going to blow up the world.
you're fucked.
John Wick 4 comes out next year. Zinger. Maybe we could jump into that franchise, but I feel like they're all coming out in that same period, so we might get a bit bombarded.
That's pretty crazy. What about some Stanley Kubrick stuff? That could be fun.
Yeah, directors. Let's talk about some...
Scorsese, man. We haven't touched on any Tarantinos.
I want to do as well some Rian Johnson.
Oh,
I want to talk
about...
Looper. Brick.
Yeah.
Maybe some Knives Out.
Oh.
Not
You've got
Star,
my skin crawling,
not Star
man.
Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Nah.
I'm warning you right now. We're not doing Star Wars next
Fuck
year.
Fuck that shit.
2024, though.
Yeah. Maybe. Western. What about some Westerns?
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
We definitely got to get into some big franchises. I think Indiana Jones would be good.
Oh, yes. Indeed. Junior.
Some more niche shit would be good as well.
Yeah. Kung Fu Panda.
Yes. Yes. I think so.
Kung Fu Panda's pretty niche. It's
yeah.
pretty small.
That's an international movie as well.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Ben? All this talk about movies that I want to do makes me want to also look back on some things throughout the year.
Okay.
I want to look back on a couple of little snippies from the year.
Well, hang on a minute.
Hang on.
Oh, do you still have things?
Let's reenact it right now.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, hey, Scott, bro. Crazy time, yo.
Oh, dude, bro, that movie was crazy, yo.
We just watched Sinbad, yo.
My ass is, like, so sweaty from that movie, yo.
Oh, we just pranked you losers. Yeah. Here's the real snippet of our year in review. We're looking back. Snippet. Go, Scott. Woo! Post, boy. Hi there. I'm Ben Charlesworth, but you can call me Ben Richard for short. Here's a few things about me. I move like this, dance like this, and sometimes I watch movies like this.
Hi, my name's Scott.
And that's it. So today we watched...
There is no movie out there, not one,
that's cool.
That makes you feel like this. Exactly.
I'd say that there's not another one called The Truman Show either.
Yeah, that's true.
Man.
Like, he jokes around, but he's not supposed to be a goof.
Damn, my balls just went into my throat. Bloody hell, talking about kids. Look at this little boy, eh? Hey.
Oh, fuck me. A
couple of hairs are sprouting on your chin. You're getting big.
Shut up, you doofus.
That's rough, man.
Damn.
Rest in peace, OG Andy. Like, old texture shaved, Slim Shady style boy.
To be fair, I would definitely sign some of the same things she signed. Like, I don't want I don't want clamps.
Yeah.
I don't want fisting.
Oh my god, it's so wholesome. Oh, I'm gonna watch this with the babes.
Get another bottle of Shiraz. Oh my god, they're about to kiss. Oh.
Or a donation.
A dildo.
Yeah.
That is an odd spot for a dildo.
And the way.
Yeah.
Something in the way.
Oh, those snippets, wow.
Scott, we couldn't hear them, you twit. You gotta put them in post. Anyway.
Your skin's looking fantastic, Ben, as I just said.
Glowing? You're glowing a bit.
Oh, thanks.
No, you're not.
Fuck.
Here's the time where we felt awkward and indecisive, and we get one last chance to change a few of our movies. Maximum of 3 out of 46. So that means 43 movies will be unchanged. Think wisely, boy. Think wisely.
Hey, I'm just going to put it out there. I don't have any scores to change this year.
Oh.
I had a look through the scores, man. I'm happy.
Oh.
I'm happy with shit.
Oh.
It's up to you now.
That's rather boring because I have 3.
What are they?
That makes me look like I can't make up my mind.
Oh, you naughty boy, you.
Oh, no.
You know what? I'm gonna come over and, like, do this to you.
Well, I might not change all of them then because you've only got...
No, don't feel peer pressured.
I am.
Follow your heart.
I will.
You dirty
cunt. Let's see how I go.
Okay.
Well, the first one that really needs to get changed is 2012 film. It was episode 19. We did End of Watch. We're in the middle of the Toy Story run. We've mentioned that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
We needed a break. We watched End of Watch.
Oh, yeah.
Stupidly, and I love this film, and you hear that in this podcast.
Oh, man, you rave about it.
But for some reason, I gave it a 6.5.
That was really off kilter for you. I as soon as he said it and we ended the episode, I was like, I think Ben's made a mistake.
Yeah, from what I was saying, I was enjoying it. And then I made the excuse something like, oh, you know, the found footage doesn't always work for me. Worked in this movie.
It really does. And
I had COVID about a week ago watching Project X. That's a beautiful found footage film.
It is. It really is.
And it just got me thinking about End of Watch, still getting those old feelings back, and I can't leave it at 6.5. So I am officially, and this could be too crazy, got to upgrade it by an entire nug.
Yeah!
To 7.5. That is official. My end score for End of Watch is 7.5. I did that movie too dirty. Quick spoiler, Michael Pena didn't deserve to die for me to give it a 6.5. Jake Gyllenhaal, you're a beautiful man, and you look great hairless.
I'm sorry for screaming in the mic like that. That was wild.
That was beautiful.
Dude, that was... Wow. Good. Congratulations.
Thank you. I had to... I've been meaning to get that off my chest since episode 19.
You're free. You're free now.
Fucking free. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm happy.
All right, mate.
I'm looking through the scores. What? You can't have no changes.
I don't think I do.
All right, what about you gave home a 7?
No, you I didn't. Really it was a 0. I gave home a 0. Don't change the score. No,
don't change.
Don't throw me under the bus. Score. You
gave
naked
DreamWorks
leopard you.
Home a 7. Why?
No, get out of here.
Why? The 2015 movie.
I will tackle you over this table. I don't care about the microphones.
Are you sure you don't want to change that from maybe to a 0?
Ben is lying. It was a 0. It was always a 0.
You gave it a 7. I am looking at the score right now.
You
we have the
liar.
Same sheet.
You fucking liar.
Don't swear.
No, I will say what I want.
Oh, don't you fucking swear. No, that's silly, Scott. You're silly.
Don't throw me under the bus like this. You're just trying to make yourself look good.
I'm not trying to make myself look good. You're a silly boy. All right. My second change of the year. Oh, okay. No drum roll. Don't do
I'm
it
not,
now. It's
I'm,
past.
I'm not drumming for this.
There's a movie that came out this year that we saw in cinemas.
Yeah.
We saw a few in cinemas.
What is it?
Well, it's not Swiss Army Man, Scott, because that came out in 2016. It's 2022. Wake up to yourself.
I will.
Don't Worry, Darling.
Oh.
Okay.
What did you give that?
I gave it a 5.5. It looks like there's whiteout on the thing, though.
Yes.
Have I changed it already
You did change it.
From a 6. I had it as a 6. It looks like the old score is. Oh. No, that's the outline from the score behind
it. There is
the
whiteout there.
Why is there whiteout?
Wow.
And you gave it a 4.
I gave it a 4. I stick by 4.
Yeah, well...
You know what? Actually, Don't Worry, Darling was going to be the one that I was going to change as well.
To?
Don't remember, because that was what I thought of after watching it. But then
don't worry.
Looking at it, post-watching it now, 4 sits with me well.
Yeah.
I feel very confident in that score.
Yeah. I've seen this movie twice.
Yeah.
Once for the podcast, and then unfortunately my mate and I were at a cinema and he's like, oh, I really want to see this. And I didn't, for some reason, tell him that I'd seen the movie. I was like, oh, okay, I reckon it would be good.
You idiot.
And we saw it. It was terrible. And that movie scarred me. I'm dropping it by a nug to 4.5.
Fair enough.
I can't have it sitting on the positive side at all.
No.
The movie had no plot. He really enjoyed it, my mate, but he was also high, so I don't trust his critique. I hated it the second time, and it just had so many plot holes. It was dumb. It was stupid. It was just the Matrix.
It was
silly.
It was literally just the Matrix.
Okay. I don't think you can have no changes. No changes
I don't.
At all.
I'm confident in everything this year.
Confident in everything.
Yes, you can quiz me on any movie and I'll not change it.
Any movie at all?
Any.
But you gave Fatal Attraction a 3. How come?
I did not, you liar.
No, I'm looking
I gave
at
it an
right
8.
Now. You gave it a 3.
You stupid
the
boy.
Sixth Sense, a 5. How come a 5?
I gave that a 9.
I'm looking at it a 5 right now.
Okay, what's your third?
Avatar The Way of Water, you gave a 10.
No.
How come?
You gave it a 6, you cunt.
Why a 10?
Stop it.
I can't remember my last one. Are you sure that's you?
That's me.
Yeah. I feel like I want to change Dose from a 4, but I'm not going to because it's funny. But I gave that movie a 4. I gave 2 tens out. Nah, that's it.
That's
I'm
it.
Done. 2 changes for Ben. Official.
Shake on it.
End of Watch is a nug higher. Don't Worry, Darling. A
nug
lower. Scott, no changes. And the deal's set. We're shaking on it.
Scott, no changes. Scott, no friends.
Alrighty. The next segment.
Well, this is time.
It's time. What's the time for?
I was just expecting some Halo music to come in there.
Maybe we can put something underneath now.
We need. Maybe we can like find some free sound Gregorian chants or something. No. We'll let the post do that. We'll let it do it. Stop it. Okay. It is time for the Nug Awards. Yeah!
Right. We have three ways to judge our nugs. We have a juiciest nug, which is Scott and
I's top... explained it.
Oh, yeah, we did explain
it. Oh, all right.
Jesus Christ.
I want to know...
Save.
What...
Pardon.
What was your juiciest nug, my boy? What was your... And this is regardless of score that we gave it. It can be the one movie that stuck out the most to us. Wow. It could have a really low score, but we're like, hey, fuck it. This deserves the juiciest nug.
Mm-hmm.
I don't appreciate that you're blowing your fart over. I don't.
Smell it, bitch.
Oh, God.
Hey, yo, bitch. No, I think I would give it to Truman Show for how much I've thought about it.
Yeah.
However... movie that's impacted me the most, that I've talked about the most this year, is Midsommar.
Yes.
Good choice. Not stopped talking about that movie to my mates, to you. I've not stopped thinking about it.
You go, oh man, that's literally Midsommar.
I'm butterflying a chicken the other day and I'm thinking about a certain scene.
Yeah.
We
do like that scene.
Doing
too.
LSD and I'm thinking about a certain scene. I'm basically joining a cult. And I'm, you know, it's basically me. Florence Pugh was literally me.
So that really did impact you. I can see all the things that have changed about you. Yeah. You've never been the same.
I've never been the same.
And you never will be.
I never will be, no. That movie has truly marked a serious spot onto my life.
Wow.
I gave it an 8. I'll stand by that as well.
Yeah.
It could do higher, but, you know, it's a bit generous to just keep throwing higher scores at it.
I really respect that. And you know what? For another artsy sort of way, for my juiciest nug... I chose Swiss Army Man as my one.
Oh,
and that was a recommendation from Claire, our friend Claire.
We'll get her on the podcast.
Get her on the podcast.
Next year.
But that was fantastic, that movie. That's the same thing. Like, that has stuck with me, and specifically, like, the soundtrack of that movie has stuck with me. Thinking I have spent nights listening to Paul Dano sing.
Yeah.
I've spent nights... just sitting in my room, cold and alone in the winter.
Okay.
Looking at the wall, listening to Paul Dano's sweet, sweet voice.
Whilst you slowly masturbate. And sob. Just slightly cry.
Cry wank. Why is it going right for me?
You're crying in a cappella. Sorry. It's all good.
Ben, that was very stinky.
Yeah. What, my fart or my comments?
Your comments.
All right. Kiss me. Don't. It's incestuous.
Fuck.
All right. Shall we move on to our next award?
The stinkiest nug of the year.
Now, this is purely based on a mathematical equation that Scott and I spent months coming up with.
Yeah, this is true.
This is our two lowest scores combined. A few honourable mentions, or maybe just one, is Fifty Shades of Grey with Curtis McGarity.
Came very close.
Full disclaimer as well, the guest score does not count for the end of year thing, because Curtis gave it a 3. We both gave it 1 and 1.5.
Yeah, yeah.
The stinkiest movie.
Oh, she's a stinker.
We give the stinkiest nug to 2015's Home.
Yeah, get fucked!
I believe that this has it even more now after talking to my mates, and they said that this movie gives them nostalgia and they like it.
Are you serious?
Yes. I'm not singling out all my mates, just some of them said it.
No.
Yes.
You might have the chance to throw them out
right now. I might need new friends. Famous quote.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that was stupid, and that movie was terrible.
It is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. And the fact that we saw it in the cinemas years ago still haunts me to this day.
Seen it twice, never again. We've watched it for the podcast. That's it.
I'm done
for life.
Finished. Rihanna, get fucked.
My children are never seeing it.
And if they enjoy it, they're up for adoption.
Get five.
They're out of here.
And it's odd because it includes Australia.
Yeah. And that's the whole point of the last bit of the plot of that movie.
Yeah.
Australia, they just chuck them in the fucking desert.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, here you go.
Here you go.
Just have some.
Stinky shit. That's what it is. Go home. Yeah, well, how about you go away, you stupid boov?
You showed them, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You did, yeah. Thank you very much. You really showed them.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Ben, that really brought me low, but I think I need a high.
Okay.
I think I need a high.
Do you need more cocaine before we go see Oppenheimer?
All right, here we go. All right, so a little bit of golden nugs for you right now.
The top award. Our highest honour for 2022 out of all 46 movies we've seen, us two boys on this one podcast.
We did it together.
What is the top movie, Scott?
The top movie for 2022 on Butts to Nuts is...
hosted by...
Ben and Scob.
Yep.
And sometimes Curtis.
And sometimes Curtis. Is Toy Story.
Yeah.
From 1982.
A classic. A modern classic. Not really modern.
Are you having a stroke?
Possibly.
I'm happy for this one. You know, I still really wish my boy Truman Show got up there a little bit higher.
Could have.
But, you know, the maths don't lie.
The maths don't lie.
We've got it.
The mouth don't stop.
The mouth don't stop. Yep. We keep chirping on.
We do.
The golden nug goes to Toy Story, our highest honour, and a beautiful film. I'm happy with that.
Absolutely well deserved. And, man, I'm feeling a little tear run down my eye right now.
How come?
Because it's so emotional.
Because you know it's the end of the podcast.
Forever.
And we've end of 2022 and the end of us as we know it.
I want to go play some Call of Duty now.
Well, I feel like it's been a wonderful year.
It has.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Woody.
You know what? Not to be stereotypical or anything, but I just want to say thank you very much to every single person who's listened. Genuinely.
Yes.
Because it's been fucking beautiful.
Yeah, we haven't made a big mark on this world.
That it's not massive.
I feel like we've made a good mark on this world.
I'm happy that people are enjoying it, for the few people that are.
Yeah.
It's very heartwarming.
And I'm proud of what we've done.
Oh, I'm proud of you, brother.
I'm bloody proud of you. It's this episode may have been a bit corny, a bit drawn out, but we wanted to do it.
We had to.
A big recap of the year, and we'll be back for 2023, in the first week. We're not taking a break.
Yeah, no. We're just going straight, hell for leather.
And big things ahead,
Wild Hogs next week.
Lots of changes. Wild Hogs next week.
Should we fucking watch Wild Hogs?
Oh, God, no. All right, we'll watch Wild Hogs next week to kick off 2023. Big changes. See you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these three things.
Number one.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number two.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number three.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.